7 minutes now after 10 o'clock at KDOM, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. Shelby Medina joins us today from Windham Area Health. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
We appreciate you taking time out and coming in and talking to us.
Absolutely. Always a joy to do that.
So I suppose we should probably start with the numbers, huh? Did you have a meeting last night?
We did. And then actually, I'll tell you that November, December, and January is looking to be the same. We've had some really strong usage of our hospital services. Almost every category beat budget expectations, which was really great to see. Another thing that I think that is really great to see is the amount of community members that we're able to keep here at the hospital and not have to have them travel, in particular with some of the weather that we've had. And it's just we've been able to keep them here, keep them close to their family, and so that's been an extreme positive with our hospitalist program that we chose to invest in. So we beat all budget numbers pretty much.
So, dumb question for you. How much of the growth is elective things versus emergency care or just other care?
It's close to 90% of our revenues come from all of our ancillary outpatient services.
Okay.
So one would argue the majority of that's elective, right?
Okay.
Not emergent. I don't know if I want... Elective is... I mean,
that's a misleading term.
It is. I mean, you can argue that... You know, some of your surgeries may be elective or not necessary, but that's not necessarily true either. I mean, their quality of life is impacted. That's necessary to that person.
Right.
But 89% to 90% of our revenue comes from our outpatient services, not necessarily through our emergency department or our inpatient admissions, if you will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so does the growth surprise you? Is it what you expected?
No, the growth doesn't surprise me. As a matter of fact, I'm pleased with the growth, but I'm always looking for more.
Sure.
You know, I'm always looking to make sure that everybody is truly aware of the services that we have there, because our services are going to be only as good as the people who come to use them, right? So if our community doesn't see value in some of those services and we don't see growth in those services, those are the times where we look at that and say, what's the value add to our community? So what we're striving to do there, and as I've stated before, we've got our employed physicians that we've partnered with throughout these last couple of years. It's been wonderful. They're very engaged. It's a winning combination when you can have an engaged medical team that's partnering with your operational teams, because that's what really produces great services for the communities that come and seek us out. And again, remember, our goal is to be the Southwest Central Regional Hub of care. So there's always more opportunity to make sure that our services are known out there to other communities as well. But it's vitally important that, again, you use your local services and you find value. If you don't, then we're going to assume there's no value in that. And then that's when you start seeing some decisions being made.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And obviously the community, the area is using the services.
Yes. Pleased to say. And we also have community members coming from surrounding communities. So again, we're watching not just here, but watching what our systems are doing with the Mayo Health System, you know, which is really, you know, prevalent down here in Southwest Minnesota. Not so much your Sanfords and Avera's. They're pretty strong. They're pretty committed. But you do have a lot of communities that are, you know, supported by the Mayo Health System that's having that stripped away from them and having it centralized and having it moved so they have to travel. So then our philosophy on that is why can't we be an option? If they have to travel anyway, why wouldn't we think that they would travel to our services and be able to have that individualized, more sincere care that we can provide that a lot of large systems, just because of the way that they're set up, doesn't offer that? Not that they're not good, but they're not able to offer that. So we've been advertising, you know, in surrounding communities as well, too, saying, hey, you know, not only do we have the services to support you, but in some cases, we actually have partnered with the same physicians that you've been accustomed to from those systems that have wanted to come here and support us. And I think that that's a strong message too. You have highly talented, qualified specialists who are seeking out positions in our rural communities for two reasons. Number one, because they truly are committed to rural health care and see the benefit and the value in it and want to engage in that way. But secondly, too, and what I've always heard and what they've been telling you is it's they feel like a partner. They feel like a partner in the decisions that they're making and the care that they're providing, as opposed to an employee being told what care they're going to provide and how they're going to do that. So that's, I think you take advantage of that. And if you have that right relationship, you see what we see. And that's, you know, really, that's really why we're seeing what we are.
And it kind of snowballs too. Once you get a couple of those physicians in place, it just seems like more and more want to join.
Well, and you're right. Absolutely right. It's because they're recruiting their peers. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's far more impactful than someone like me coming up and trying to speak to a physician to convince them right. that we're different. When their peers who actually have been exposed to it, who can speak to it, who have examples of it, they're the best recruiters, just like your staff. Your staff are your best recruiters. If they're happy in their role, then why wouldn't they want someone to come in who can continue to offer things to the entire organization, plus have a great high-functioning team? So they're your best recruiters. And again, we have a goal in our sights on becoming a teaching hospital eventually. So, you know, all of these steps that we're taking and everything that we're able to accomplish are steps towards those ultimate goals. And I think that, you know, Dr. Youssef has done an outstanding job with getting that, getting those initiatives started. We've already had six, you know, of our clinical rotation students that have come down here to be introduced nurse practitioners, to be introduced to the services we have here. So, again, all your clinical medical team is, when they're working in partnership with you, it's impactful. It's extremely impactful because they have a lot of influence and they have the ability to make sure that students can have great experiences or they can have not so great experiences. It also gives us an opportunity to see the quality of the candidates that may be coming towards us once they're done. So it's they're interviewing
There's
us and we're interviewing them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very good.
It's very exciting. Very exciting stuff.
I didn't mean to get off the subject here. Or do we need? Is there more from last night we need to talk about?
A lot of the discussion that we had in board last night, you know, again, finances are always, you know, one, and we're going in the right direction there. We're on pace to either meet or possibly exceed a little, the budget expectations, which I think, is really good considering that some of the growth that we had planned in this budget year, with urology and such, when we had the urology a physician here has gone away for the most of the budget year, and we seem to be able to, you know, pick up that as well. So if we had that in addition and there was no changes there, we would have far exceeded what we expected. So that's all positive or strong financially there as well. Are looking at, again, future needs of our facilities. So working with Krauss Anderson again to do another updated facility review. Based off of the strategies that we want to accomplish, and you know, will our facility give us the ability to operate effectively and efficiently? So going through that lean strategy that I've spoke about in the past, which is really eliminating waste and duplication and increasing efficiency. So your facility and the way that your facility is set up also impacts that. So looking at those two, our team has been doing a really good job at trying to keep the board informed of that and let them know what future, potential requests may be and why, we're going to be requesting that and what the benefits we should see off of it. So, doing a lot of discussions and preparation work in there as well.
No surprises.
No.
Yes.
No.
Very good. So what's next?
We are, There's other service lines that we're trying to get up and get launched that we're working on. So I think more to come on that when we're able to get a little bit closer to the realization of that. With urology, speaking of that, we do have a couple candidates that we will be vetting in the near future and bringing them in to talk with us and see if they want to join our team. So we're well versed in that as well. I just want to, our foundation, Windham Area Health Foundation, is hosting their first gala. So I do want to put a pitch out for that, because definitely. I think that is going to be a fun, great evening, and all of the proceeds that we're raising for there is gearing towards our mental health, which again, extremely important operation. We have hired some key positions back in, which we've I think that's very beneficial as well too. We do have a mental health counselor that will be joining us again soon, so as that date approaches, you'll see information coming out with that individual as well too, which is going to be outstanding. You know, we've hired some key leadership positions for succession planning. We have a couple of our contracted individuals that have been helping us throughout the years feel like they're ready to retire again. You know, I think that we could probably keep them in some capacity, but I mean, again, that speaks to the vision and people believing in that vision to want to come here and want to help. And I mean, they right. commute almost every day. So we're doing those preparation works now. We knew we weren't going to have, you know, them forever. And so we're working on those key things so that we don't have any hiccups there. So I feel really good about where we're at with the staffing. So
very good.
Yeah.
And there are still some tickets left for
yes,
the gala.
Yes, there are still tickets left in the for the gala. I wish I would get a hold of Katie Greener.
Yeah,
or
she's kind of the go-to person for this one. But it's going to be a great event.
I would really encourage anyone who has the ability to do it to please come out and do it. It is for a good cause. I think it's going to be an excellent event. And we've always been really supported anyway. So I put a pitch out for that as well.
There you go. All right. Shelby, is there anything else we need to mention today?
Not for this.
A lot going on.
There is always going to be exciting. It is exciting, yes.
Very good.
I do want to thank everybody for utilizing our services, for supporting our services, for providing the feedback of not only what we're doing well, but what we should be looking into and what their desires are. I can't stress enough that your hospital is going to be only successful as much as you use it. So thank you to everybody.
Very good. Shelby Medina, Windham Area Health, thank you coming in. Mm-hmm. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.